This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. In the heart of Hereford, England, a chilling court case unfolds that is making the whole nation pause. Lucy Letby, a 33-year-old neonatal nurse, stands accused of committing a horrifying string of crimes in the very unit designed to foster new life. Allegedly, she manipulated medical records, tampered with care regimens, and instigated potentially fatal health crises, all while casting blame on others. As the trial unfolds, the prosecution makes increasingly alarming allegations that shed light on a dark saga unfolding behind hospital doors. The court hears harrowing accounts of Letby's actions, a woman who held the fragile lives of premature infants in her hands. Letby is accused of cooking medical notes, a term referring to fraudulent alterations, to deflect suspicion away from herself. One such manipulation was the timing of a baby girl's collapse, which was altered to correlate with a milk feed administered by a fellow nurse, casting an ominous shadow over a routine care task. Further, Letby is alleged to have manipulated an infant's temperature on her observation chart. This insidious tampering aimed to create an illusion of a natural health decline before the baby stopped breathing. These allegations, if true, highlight a grim perversion of the sacred trust placed in those who tend to the most vulnerable. Letby pleads not guilty to the charges against her, including the murder of 7 babies and the attempted murder of 10 others. These supposed crimes took place at the neonatal unit of the Countess of Chester Hospital in Chester from June 2015 to June 2016. It's a timeline that casts a grim pall over a full year of the hospital's operations. As the trial proceeds, the court is introduced to one particularly vulnerable infant, known as Baby Key, born at a mere 23 weeks gestation and weighing just over 1 pound. The prosecutor, Nick Johnson, KC, questions Letby about 2 allegations of attempted murder against this delicate life who had been under Letby's care during critical milestones, her 100th day and her due date 2 weeks later. Baby G survived these alleged attacks but suffered severe brain damage, a heartbreaking outcome for a life that barely began. She will require lifelong, round-the-clock care, a lasting testament to the egregious events that transpired under Letby's watch. The prosecution suggests that Letby undertook a calculated effort to endanger Baby G, while setting the stage to blame her best friend, also a nurse at the neonatal unit. The court grapples with the nightmarish notion that Letby may have returned to the hospital after her shift, not to sign paperwork as she claimed, but with more sinister intentions. On September 21, Baby Gee's intended due date, Letby allegedly attacked the baby twice more, further subjecting her to unnecessary harm and risk. The prosecutor accuses Letby of not only causing harm, but going back and altering medical records to create a narrative of natural health decline in Baby G. Letby denies these allegations, but the court must weigh the evidence and the implications if such actions were taken. Amidst these grave accusations, Letby points to various problems in the neonatal unit, including plumbing issues and frequent sewage spills. She presents these issues as factors that compromise the safety and operation of the unit. However, while these issues certainly merit investigation, they don't detract from the individual actions under scrutiny in the courtroom. In this deeply unsettling case, Letby also faces allegations of harming other infants, including the twin brother of another alleged victim, by poisoning him with insulin. Her defense continues to assert her innocence, even as the prosecution argues that her actions demonstrate a disturbing pattern. As we dive deeper into the grim details of this case, it paints a haunting picture of the tragic consequences that can unfold when those entrusted with safeguarding life betray that trust. It's a chilling narrative that's ignited the attention of women nationwide, and indeed the world over, as they grapple with the alleged violation of one of the most sacred bonds, that between caregiver and child. Beyond the allegations themselves, Letby's conduct outside of the hospital also becomes a subject of scrutiny. The prosecution presents evidence of Letby's extensive Facebook searches on the mother of one of the allegedly harmed infants, including on Christmas Day, suggesting a potential obsession with the families she affected. However, Letby staunchly denies this interpretation. She explains her curiosity as concern for the well-being of baby F, who had since been discharged. Yet, the justification does little to quell the courtroom's unease. The social media activity, coupled with the serious allegations, only further paints a picture of a woman seemingly consumed by her actions and their repercussions. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.